We get messages at Ben and Kelly show all the time. We got this message from Ashley.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, can I ask you guys something?
Okay.
Do you have any strange rules at your work?
Mm.
I know you've said that you're not allowed to say bad words on the air and stuff, but anything else? I wouldn't call that a strange rule.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the FCC sort of thing.
Yeah. Exactly. I ask because me and my work besties were just talking about the last memo that came from our work. Our company now requires that employees clock out if they want to have a non-work conversation.
Oh.
So, yeah. Fun and already breaking that new rule, LOL. Anyway, was curious if you guys or any of your other listeners have crazy rules at work. Thanks. Love your show. Wow, they have to clock out to talk about something that's not
non-work related.
That is much.
Well, that and a lot, I feel like a lot of times those happen casually and spur of the moment sort of thing.
Right. Where, and then I'd literally be clocking in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out for like, you know, 30 seconds all day long.
Yeah. And I, again, it's like one of those things where there's a rule for a reason. So somebody obviously was taking advantage or not doing work and just sitting
talking
about stuff that was not work related. And so the manager finally was like, that's it. You got to clock out if you're going to talk about anything non-work related.
But isn't that a little on the honor system? I mean, unless you have a manager hovering behind you the entire day listening to what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and yes,
hard to enforce.
Probably is one of those more hard to enforce ones where.
But trying to make a statement.
It's trying to make a statement. And if you're a manager walking by and you overhear a conversation that's non-work related, then you're like, did you clock out? And then you're that manager.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I can't imagine that would foster a really awesome morale at work.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe that's one of those things where you've got to take the person that is
the violator,
the violator, and just pull them aside and be like, hey.
Hey, you got to get more work done. Less talky talky.
Less talky talky. Yeah. Yeah. And if otherwise, you're going to need to clock out. Yeah, man,
yes.
You know, making it just a rule based on just one person. But
do people like clock out when they like go take a break? Like a lot of people I know like take smoke breaks still or take a coffee break. Do you clock out for that?
Well, I know a lot of places that make you clock out if you're going to take like a smoke break or something, or even like a take your 10-minute break or whatever. And yes, you
because a lot of people build in breaks like during the workday, but do they make them clock out and not get paid for them?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of businesses do that. Yeah.
Wow.
Where it's not necessarily called a smoke break anymore. And so it's more, you know, where other employees who don't smoke can just take advantage
of
taking a break.
Take a break and go check your social media.
Yeah. Where it's like every, you know, 3 hours or whatever. All right. You can go take your 10-minute break or whatever. And you go, you grab something to eat or whatever and you clock out. But. And I don't know anybody else. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the weird rules, like we put rules in the studio where, yeah, no swearing in the studio.
Yes.
Because that has bitten us before where.
Because it could accidentally go on the air.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
The mics go on, you didn't realize it.
Right. So here at the station, it's kind of like, hey, no swearing in the studio has always been a rule where, yeah, because you just never know when there are mics on or things like that. So,
well, and do you remember a long time ago, we were owned by a certain group that required everybody to work a 9-hour day. And then they specified, all right, you can't time your lunch hour to be the last hour of the day and just leave early. They wanted you to take a lunch hour and then you had to come back to work for that last hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that was really stringent for a radio lifestyle when we were all supposed to be
when we were
going out having a life to talk about on the air. Exactly.
How am I supposed to do other stuff if I'm stuck here?
Exactly. Well, that was the whole point. It's like we were supposed to go out and be living a life and having experiences that we can bring to the radio show and be relatable and all the things. And we were like stuck in the office, like with the time clock kind of situation. So that was interesting period of time.
So got any weird rules at your work? 502-795-1997. Got a message. I used to work for a a fast food type restaurant, and they had this confusing rule where you could drink as much soda or tea as you wanted for free if you brought your own cup.
Oh, nice.
If you took one of their cups, you had to pay full price.
Oh, wow. Not even a discount?
No, I guess not.
Well, just bring your own cup and you're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess maybe they're just trying to cut down on like waste at their own expense.
Yeah,
I get that.
I mean, that makes sense.
I guess I get that. Yeah. Another person messaged, no microwaving fishy foods was an actual office rule.
Oh, wow. You know what? To be honest, though, that smells a special kind of awful. So I get it. And then that smell kind of lingers, especially if your kitchen is kind of in the center of the office. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but are you supposed to eat cold salmon?
No, you shouldn't. And fish is healthy for you. So I get the pushback on that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I've been guilty of that. I've heated up salmon in the microwave, the work microwave before.
So bougie. I'm bringing salmon.
Sorry,
for lunch.
Salmon is bougie.
It is so bougie.
I feel
for
like
lunch.
Salmon
it
is the cow of fish.
I feel like salmon is, or any sort of like that. That's a dinner food. I think that's really bougie for lunch. Like I'm more of a sandwich or
I'm
salad.
I'm a leftovers
for lunch
kind of type of person.
Well, sure, okay.
So I just
that
eat
works.
Leftovers.
But okay.
I'm not taking like and making myself salmon dishes to just take to lunch.
Okay.
No, it's
so it's less bougie if it's leftover salmon.
Yeah, thank you. All right, great. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your weird office rules. We'll take some of those next. Have any weird work rules? Kelly is all, I can't believe we had to work 9 whole hours and take a lunch.
That was a weird time period for me.
It was a weird time period
because I was one that wanted to just like, I'll just eat at home.
Yeah,
I'll just work 8 hours and go home.
Well, listen to this. We got a message. Worked at a call center. We were told that we cannot take on any extracurricular activities such as talking to a coworker next to you, drawing, reading, a magazine or book, knitting, or anything else that was not productive to the task at hand. Our duty was to be 100% committed to the customer. If there was some available time in between the calls that we took, this would be a great opportunity to brush up on the sales or promotional knowledge to better serve the customers.
Wow.
Oh, and the bathroom was a privilege, not a right.
A privilege? What if nature calls?
Wow.
The Lord made your body, so it's got to work in a certain way, and you can't deny that.
Got another message. Had to take 2 weeks off at my job if you wanted to grow facial hair.
I'm sorry.
So wait.
What?
You're going to need to expand on that.
Yeah, because, I need some explanation.
Because is it your work didn't want to see the stages of it or wanted to see like, okay, you need to go through that phase without us and then come back clean shaven. Like, or do they want you clean shaven and then go,
and then,
all right,
poof, beard?
There you are, beard, right?
Fully formed beard.
Or fully formed mustache. We don't want to see any of the scruff.
That is really kind of funny.
Picky.
That is really kind of picky. Haley says, don't poop in the bathroom upstairs, go downstairs every time for number two.
Well, I'll tell you, there are some like official company rules, and then there are some like in the office rules that just that don't get written down, but everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah.
Just an understanding.
It's an understanding that everybody goes downstairs.
Oh, Tony says, when I was an EMT, we had a rule that we could not start IVs on coworkers when they were hungover.
That's how my best friend survived med school. Legit,
Sorry about Mike.
Yes, he would roll through and do. He would do his calls or whatever.
Yeah, walking, I need a little juice. To help me out.
He would walk with the IV.
Are you kidding?
And visit patients' bedside.
Listen, how disconcerting though is it for the patients if your doctor rolls up attached to an IV? I'd be like, do you have your own situation you need to handle before you try to handle mine? That's what I would think.
Another listener said, I also work in a call center. Worked in a call center where you had to raise a red cutout cardboard helping hand if you needed a supervisor's assistance on a call. You had to hold the hand up or else your lack of team cooperation would be mentioned on your coaching plan thing. And you were then coached on how to achieve that behavior.
Are you serious?
Wow.
That's like, I get if you're you don't want the customer to hear, like, hang on just a sec, let me ask my manager or whatever. So, like, just silently signaling, hey, can you come on over? I need assistance. I kind of get that, but it seems a little hardcore with the enforcement. Like, if you don't do this, this is what happens. Wow.
Oh, and then Mike messaged us and said, once had a job at a company with a keg of beer always on tap in the cafeteria. Rules, as in it ruled. Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. I get it. That
was a good rule.
That was a good rule. That was. Someone said, someone at my job poured coffee and got burned. So then we got a new rule that said employees had to wear face shields to pour coffee. Wow.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, that is because one person couldn't do it right, got a little splashy.
Oh, I was okay, and then we'll end it on this. And I was kind of waiting. I was waiting until one of you said this. Yeah, apparently there is a rule that you're not allowed to sleep with the boss's wife. Used to do it all the time at my old job. Bunch of weirdos here.
It wasn't written down in the handbook.
It wasn't written down. Oh, shoot. All right. Good stories. Thank you. I guess, you know what? If you're at a job that doesn't have any of those, feel lucky.
Yeah. Appreciate your workspace, your coworkers and your boss.